All of us have been studying Mr. Price's legislative proposal to replace the ACA and Speaker Ryan's Better Way white paper. Given your interest and expertise in healthcare, could you share with us your thoughts to replacing the ACA beyond traditional conservative strategies of HSAs, high-risk pools, and allowing insurance to be sold across state lines?
Well, I think part of it will involve tax policy changes, and I think an effort to probably create a greater incentive and opportunity for people of low income to buy insurance. A part of it will be devolving a great deal more authority back to the governors. Remember, the largest single increase in insured population under the ACA was Medicaid. I mean, it wasn't the exchanges. I think there will also be, frankly, a lot of effort to try to sort through with the insurance industry. How do you build a viable system with risk pools for the self-insured and for very, very small businesses? I mean, the places that were most directly hit by the way ACA was set up. I think there are a couple of simple principles that are going to emerge that are different or have an impact on Ryan and on Price. And certainly Price is probably as good a choice as you could get to be head Secretary of Health and Human Services, given that their biggest single assignment is going to be replacing ACA, because he's thought about it a long time. And he think comes at it from a medical doctor background, which I think is actually helpful to have somebody who's involved in health dealing with health. One is, I think there's a growing awareness, and this will certainly, I think, be Trump's position, to not leap into the unknown by saying, let's repeal all this and we'll figure out later how to replace it. I think there's a growing awareness that we don't want to repeat the Obama mistake of inventing something which then becomes the center of a fight for the next 8 years. And so I think there'll be a little more caution than you might think from the rhetorical. Clearly, there has to be significant repeal of various pieces of the ACA. And also, by the way, there's almost 100% agreement that some aspects of the ACA are not going to be repealed. I mean, being on your parents' insurance to 26, no preconditions. Now, they may, if they're not going to go keep the mandate, they may have to go to risk pools and a variety of other things to deal with a no preconditions environment. But that, I think there's a general agreement on the Republican side we're not going to keep the mandate, so they've got to figure out an actuarially survivable alternative model. The other thing to keep in mind is, if you're a House member, and I say this fondly as a former Speaker of the House, if you're a House member, you can do almost anything if you have 218 votes. If you're a senator, the world is infinitely harder. And people tend to talk public policy from the standpoint of the House, when in fact, ultimately, you're going to think through what can you get through the Senate. And that's a much harder thing, and how many bites at the apple are you going to get? No, I think they're going to try to find methods to use reconciliation several times to get different pieces done. I would expect some action in the first 90 or 100 days, but I would expect this to take a minimum of a year and a half to have actually put in place all the moving parts that we're talking about. I don't think you could intellectually do it. Even if you had the willpower politically, you couldn't intellectually do it in the first 90 days. Remember, we're talking about one-fifth of the economy. I mean, it's an enormous, and we're talking about life and death. So I think my experience, as you were saying, we were together for a long time at the Center for Health Transformation. I wrote a book called Saving Lives and Saving Money. One of my colleagues, Jim Frog, is here, who's straight off helping the campaign with health policy. I just tell you that healthcare is more complicated, 10 times more complicated than national security. And so when people go in and say we're going to blithely do A, B, and C, well, you better figure out what are the second and third and fourth order effects of that. And I do think that there's going to be a lot of conversation. The hearings will be more interesting this year because I think there will be an effort. I hope, I'm going to be an optimist, I hope there will be an effort to actually get to ground truth and encourage people to talk about it. I will also tell you, this is my bias, they should totally ignore CBO. I mean, if they can't abolish it in the first 30 days, they should just ignore it. CBO, and I'm going to write a piece in the near future, CBO was so wrong in scoring Obamacare that it is stupid to allow that handful of petty bureaucrats in the Ford building to pretend they can define policy for the whole country.